My name is Olivia. I'm a co-host of the university's Take Note podcast, which is recorded on Kaurna land. I was born and raised on Kaurna country. In 2019, I was fortunate to visit the APY lands and live within the Pipalit Jarrah community for 5 days. This visit was eye-opening and truly allowed me to understand the depth of culture prevalent in the lands. I'd like to acknowledge the elders past, present and future as the true owners of the land and express my gratitude for everything they've helped me learn and will continue to learn.
It was so bad for my health. I was there scrolling away all day. And then I was like, I had maybe 2 weeks where after deleting, I was like, wow, life is beautiful. Like, I'm living life to the fullest. And then I just went to Instagram Reels. And it's like,
No, literally.
Like, I deleted both and I went to YouTube Shorts.
You'll want to make a note.
Should you be taking notes or something?
You got a pencil? Write this down quick.
Aren't you taking notes?
Write this down.
Aren't you going to write this down?
Did you need me to take notes?
Please take note.
Hello and welcome back to Take Note. Apologies for my little absence last week. I am back and ready to go. This is the podcast where we give you the notes on everything you need to know from the day you start uni to the day you graduate. I'm one of your hosts, Olivia.
And I'm Megan. And today we are joined by some very special guests. I'm actually really excited that we finally made this happen. We're joined by Rachel and Becca from Unicast.
Hey guys.
I feel like this has been like such a long time coming. I was in a planning meeting in November last year and someone was like, what if we did something with Unicast? And I was like, there's just no way.
We made it happen.
Here we are.
We made it.
I remember the first time I looked up Unicast on the UniSA website, I was so confused because it was like a lot of different radio shows and podcast episodes. But yeah, why don't we get into kind of like getting to know each other and what Unicast does?
Sure. So there's kind of like two ways to look at Unicast, because there's kind of like staff driven side of the radio station and they're our beautiful people, Neilu, Pete and Andre mostly, and Anita, who run that kind of thing, make sure the website's working. They know how the live streams and all that crazy stuff works. And then in UniSA, there's USASA, which is the UniSA Student Association, blah, 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 blah. Long title.
UX.
I'm dying to ask about that because I'm very confused about, like, does it stand for something? But maybe that's for later on. I'll, like, go on a whole tangent. But, yeah, so then there's the student side, which is Unicast Radio Club, which we are president and vice president of. So it's all just 24/7 broadcast. Podcast online, radio, and students make their shows or they can use the studios for podcasts. It's kind of like free reign. Anyone can do what they want.
That.
It's really fun.
And you have people that are like consistent. It's like every Wednesday at 10 a.m. like this episode's coming out, or
like Kayla.
Kayla has her only. Show. Yeah. What is that? She does that live every like Friday or Thursday?
Yeah, I think sometimes it's live, sometimes pre-recorded, and it's all about Asia Pacific metalcore. So like way different.
Pretty neat.
Like everyone does something so different, which is the best part of it. Because it's student run, it's just like
that's so cool.
What you want to do. She was studying journalism and communications, all these things, and now she has her own publication, Noise and Visuals.
Oh my
from
gosh.
What the Unicast show was, and she interviews like some of her kind of idols in the metalcore scene. So it's like been really cool to see like people that are consistent. Do go on and do something very cool, but some of us also, like, you guys would understand the study struggle, the assignment struggle. If you're busy, you're busy, so we're very flexible with, like, if you can't do one every week, you don't have to, but Kayla's a good example of, like, if you are dedicated, like, it shows with what you're kind of putting out.
And is there, like, things constantly streaming? Like, is there ever breaks or is it, like, pretty...
Well, because it's a digital radio station, so it does, like, loop 24/7. So we'll have, like, a bass line of music that plays. And that's, like, always playing. But then, occasionally student projects will, like, get put on at different times and things like that.
Yeah, so with, like, the scheduling, students aren't maybe putting out enough to constantly have a show on for every hour. We have just, like, Pete... We'll do our scheduling, put random music on, just like any radio station that's kind of like after hours.
Yeah.
And then that's so cool.
We like fit our shows in. It's really fun. And so like if, for example, you have something like metalcore that is maybe more prone to like explicit words or whatever, you put that on at 10 p.m. And then if you have a show that's just like movie reviews, you put that on earlier. And the best part, I think, is when we're scheduling, we're keeping in mind that Unicast plays in all the UniSA public spaces, so like our cafeterias and all that. So like we do have to kind of keep that in mind. Yeah.
And it's very like we have some music researchers in the club, so we're like meant to go and find a wider variety of genres and we have like our music song suggestion box. So we're trying to get a bit more diversity in the music that we play. So we're actually representing like the student culture within the uni through
that
what we play.
Cool. Yeah, right. And is that being broadcast to every campus of UniSA?
Yeah, as long as someone hasn't accidentally pressed the button. That's happened a couple of times that like someone will switch some button somewhere in some ominous corner of the uni, and then we like get an email being like, hey guys, it hasn't been playing for a while, but they fix it.
Okay.
So yeah, most of the time you'll hear it in the cafeteria.
Wow, I feel like I should go visit like Jeffrey Smart or something
to try to hear it. Yeah, right. Actually, we are so close, like you, UOA and UniSA. Yeah. I think the common room that's like just over there. Yeah,
City
East.
It would be playing
in there.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wait, so how do you maintain like making sure no one says the wrong thing or making sure like your
club? So in order to make a show, you have to do a training session. That's both for just like technical aspects. Like we as a club accept anyone from any degree. So you don't just have to be studying something that has to do with radio.
Yeah.
We have like politics students and all that. So
we're both marketing students. So
perfect. There you go. Perfect. So anyone can join in, and as long as you do your radio training session, we kind of go over like community broadcast guidelines. So a lot of that is just about like, let's be respectful. And the majority of people just naturally kind of go, well, that's what we want to do. If you're passionate about radio and going out of your way to make something for people, you're usually quite considerate anyway. So if it's on later in the day, then it's fine. If you know that, you know, unis can be open to the public, that kind of thing, you cut it out depending on what time of day it is.
Okay. So do you guys also edit, like if you had your own episode, you edit it and you produce it?
Yeah. It's like all self-produced pretty much.
Wow. Yeah. It's like student run. It's based on how much you can like put in yourself and how much time and effort you're willing to put in.
Yeah.
And also like we have free licensing for the uni. So we can do like anything that's on Spotify, any music, like it's not under jurisdiction to copyright or anything like that. Yeah. So that makes it a lot easier.
Because we're with MCAS or something. One of the licensing things, that's the staff side of stuff. Sorted it out so that any music played through Unicast is fine, it's covered, but as long as you're not putting your show somewhere else. So if we put it online, then it's no longer covered. So it's just like I had one of my first shows that I did was with a few other people, and we just kind of learned how to navigate that each episode would be edited by one of us. So we each got like industry level practice, so it was good for our degrees as journalism students. And then at the same time learning like what are we allowed to say, what can we not say, what's easier to edit, learning all those things, I guess, all at once. And then like basically like the first show I had was four of us working on something, and each episode would be edited by one of us, and we'd take turns. And part of that was learning like how to make it almost a podcast talking format, so that each of us knew we could edit out the music without it sort of ruining the value of the show when we wanted to put it out, so that our family could listen back to it, or if we wanted to put it in a portfolio or something. So like learning a bit more like program style radio versus live radio, I guess.
So you both have your own shows or
I'm working one at the minute. I recorded like some episodes. I just need to like get it out.
I'm so excited. Dropping soon, guys. Dropping soon.
Unicast. And can you see, so like obviously there's lots of people that are listening by being in the common student spaces, but can you see when people are listening by like tuning in digitally?
Yeah, it's cool. There's like in the actual studio on the computer you can see, but it's funny because it is normally like six people, but that's the six campuses, so you're like realistically at lunch that's like 100 something students in each space. But if you were to go live, you could see how many people are listening in. It's really cool. I think I would not look because I'd be like, that's gonna make me nervous. It would stress me out.
See, like it's so different because like comparing it to like obviously Take Note, if we record it and like we have no idea right now if what we're saying is hitting or if it's like just no one cares.
Know, it's one person or it's 1 million.
Yeah, like, exactly. And then it's like we just look back later and see how many people listened instead of being like, oh my god.
I had a show, but I've been quite busy. Best part of being flexible, I can just kind of leave and come back to it. But it was all about live music, and every song I featured was live and that kind of thing. And it was really satisfying when an episode would go up and I'd remember to tell people that it's going up. I'd like forget about it because it's pre-scheduled, and then I'd have these texts from my friends being like, I'm listening, like this was such a good one, and I'm like, oh god. guys.
So supportive.
Got my fans.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
What does your intro sound like?
Gosh. What did I even do?
We've got a little template.
Skips radio show.
Skips radio show. It's kind of like different vibes every time I've made it. And it's been so long since I've done
it.
I think it needs a reboot, perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to.
Well, yeah. Everyone needs to tune in to not only listen to Becca's up-and-coming show, but Rachel's revamp. Yeah,
the revival. The revival. Maybe you guys can, like, we can put this on Unicast. That would be so fun if we can find a way.
Yeah.
They would love that.
That would be really cool.
I'll be like, oh, and then we'll go to Jeffree Smart and listen to ourselves.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, what are your favorite topics or like episodes to broadcast?
Well, what's yours about? I feel like I haven't heard much about yours.
Mine is literally just play music. I just become a little music nerd and I play the music and I talk about it and I'll be like, hey, this is an interesting fact about this song. Or like a lot of like when you make a radio show, especially when it's for like live radio, is like doing all your research. It's kind of like duck underwater. So your legs are going, you've done all your research and you're not only just playing the music, but you have to kind of like know how the genres interconnect or because you kind of don't want something that like doesn't flow. Like your song should like flow well. There should be like a main theme, even if it's not inherently obvious.
So
I kind of like that. I geek out about it a bit. I'd be like, oh, these songs are what I'm listening to at the minute. They're kind of not related, but I find a way to connect them and you just kind of play one or two songs, maybe three songs, and you introduce what the song is and then you kind of like give people interesting facts about the like music that you're playing. That's kind of it.
Yeah. I kind of love that as it's like kind of simple or whatever, but that's kind of the point. Like the best part is that you can make it a simple concept and then make it amazing because you've gone in with your research and like someone can jump on randomly and hear a fact that they're like, I never knew that about this song. Like, what is this new song? Cool. And like,
I'm loving the vibes. Like, I'm picturing myself like sitting in, obviously like it would be different, but I'm just picturing like I'm in the hub and like instead of it just being like silent or like chatter from other people, it's like there's music on, but then it's like someone that's like a student that like I potentially could be like running into or sitting next to is like the one that they're like, this is my favorite song because of blah, like whatever, whatever, whatever. And then another song comes on. So it's not like someone sitting there talking the whole time. And like, it's like you're listening to music while you're studying, but it's like someone's feeding the music to you.
Yeah.
And I'm nosy ass. So if you tell me something, I'm like, oh, no way. That's so cool. Like if there's like tea behind a song or like why someone wrote it, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's
so
cool.
The lore drop. Yeah, I love that. And like when I would do my show about live music, it kind of was like an ultimate test for me of, no, I'm going to get people in to interview. And then I found some of my favorite local musicians through doing that. And I think actually one of my guests was from Uni of Adelaide.
Oh, really?
I'm going to mispronounce her name. Sophia Mangita, and she's amazing. She was touring and she went to like the Philippines. She does it all. Guys, go stream. But yeah, stuff like that. It kind of is good for me coming from like regional area up to the city, learning about the local music scene. A lot of unicasts are just people who really love music and it doesn't matter what style it is. We metalcore to like, psychedelic rock.
Yeah.
Benson Boone.
Like
anything's in there.
Yeah.
Just talking about 6-7 on TikTok. What's up with that?
It's like a basketball reference.
Oh.
So we were kind of on it.
Okay.
Guys, yeah, it's like a meme.
You were.
Is this a bad time to admit I don't have TikTok, guys?
I went through a whole thing of like... I just got it like 3 weeks later on Reels.
Yeah. It was so bad for my health. I was there scrolling away all day. Reels. And then I was like, I had maybe 2 weeks where after deleting, I was like, wow, life is beautiful. Like, I'm living life to the fullest. And then I just went to Instagram Reels. And it's like,
no.
Literally.
Like, I deleted both and I went to YouTube Shorts. But now they have pictures and TikTok comments. Girl, what? Have you seen it?
No.
I can't cope with this. Every platform is becoming the same.
And they have
thing.
AI comments on TikTok now.
Not the AI.
So, like, you can post a video. And, like, either, like, if the AI understands the video, like, you go to type a comment, it will pop up with AI and it will be wow, I really enjoyed this video. Like, the girl is really beautiful.
No.
Right? But then, like, if it can't understand the video, like, all of these generic comments are like, can you please provide some more context as to what's happening in this video?
That's crazy.
Or, like, this video seems really fun. Tell me more.
What?
For engagement.
It's so funny.
I need to know what the use for that is. Like, what they were like, people need to be lazier in their...
Yeah,
the way they interact with this 15-second video.
It's like, have you heard of like the like the dead internet theory where people are like half the internet is just like bots.
Yeah, bots and like not even real. Mm-hmm. I'm believing in that.
But they're getting better at it. Like the bots comments, they're looking so realistic. Like stuff that I would say, I'm like,
it used to be
weird.
How many
times do we send memes and we're like, oh, I thought this was real, but it's just AI.
It's so sad.
The bunnies on the trampoline.
The bunnies on that one.
I like, you saw the goat before the bunny. Did you see the goat on the trampoline? Oh my god, I didn't know that goats could jump. And I'm like showing my sister, and my sister's like, are you dumb?
It's so embarrassing because the first time you watch it, you're like, well, of course. This is like,
this makes sense.
Fake things don't exist. Yeah. And then you watch it the second time, and you're like, it has five legs. Like, how did you notice that the first time? Like,
oh my gosh. No, I'm terrified.
I want to know what this is like. Your studio is so different to ours. It's beautiful. We love the wooden paneling.
Oh my gosh, Slay Queen. She's like out here just complimenting.
She's going to compliment you guys. Guess you are. But yeah, like how do you go about what you guys do?
Ours is like super structured. Like we make a plan at the beginning of the year and we're like, these are the days the episodes are going out. And we like come to the studio, we record it, and it's put together like a full podcast. So it's like we'll have like theme music and we have different sound effects that go into it and things like that, and they're all edited the exact same. So I guess it's kind of like what one show would be on yours without the music.
That's cool though. I like how structured it is, because I find that the biggest problem for us is that if we're juggling too many things and shows, one falls to the wayside, and then it's not every week and it's not every month. And
I was going to say, like, I wonder if people come up to you and are like, oh, I want to be a host. Nah, like, we don't do that. It's like...
No, we're so anonymous, I feel, as well.
Yeah, I mean, the most that we do is, like, I don't know about you, but when I'm recording my radio show, I'd be like, this is Unicast, UniSA, Studio Radio Station. That's it.
That eats. We get to do the little, like...
the little, like...
I don't know what you call the teasers, kind of intros.
Stingers and pointers,
That's the one. We overshare here. We're like, oh, I'm Megan, I'm Olivia. And
literally.
Like, now I know she tap dances, she has learned Japanese, she's gone to Vietnam.
Okay, you're making me seem really cool. Like,
no, you are. She's literal cool.
We walked past the tap class today for ElderCon, and I was like, oh, I used to tap. What? And she was like,
we were on the way to the...
pop in.
No, literally. And she, like, did, like, a whole routine. I'm like, oh.
The Broadway time step. I'm all over it. Yeah,
I don't know what it is. I would love to see it.
We were right in front of the class.
And then we have like share on socials.
So we have most of my job is running the student Instagram account, and then I just come on here and talk, and Megan does the rest of it. Hence why she's always the one emailing you guys. I'm just like,
I'm so sorry about that. I'm like, so hey guys,
I'm an email lover.
Like, if I don't reply, you just double text, and if I don't, I'm probably like
quadruple text. Yeah, like, just keep going.
Just keep going.
That's how you get a reply.
Because if I don't want to text you, you'd be blocked, probably. I don't know.
It's like, if I didn't want you to text me, like, you'll know that. Yeah. If I'm not responding, I'm just doing something else. Yeah. Like, it's
busy.
So fine.
I'm busy. We're all busy girls.
Yeah. Exactly.
But, like, I feel like my phone's so overwhelming nowadays. If I miss a text, I'm probably never going to see it again.
Yeah. A lot of my friends are like that. Like, as soon as they got, like, a 9-to-5 job, it's like, good luck. Good luck getting in touch. Just, like, once in a blue moon. And I didn't fully understand it until, like, the past month or so when I've started having a bit more work. It's not like I was doing nothing before, but I'm more like on a schedule, and I'm like, oh my god, this is why people can't reply, because do you find the time? Like, you just don't
when
find
your day
the time.
Is full, you just like, your phone is irrelevant. Isn't
literally spinning. But like, everyone, I want to say everyone knows who we are. I'm not sure if they do.
Guess celebrities.
Like, we run the stall, like stalls in the hub, like every time there's an expo or things like that, we'll like have a Take Note stall, and we have like merch for the podcast, and then like people come up the stall, and I'm like, yeah, we're the hosts. So it's like, I don't know, it's like such a different
vibe.
This is
kind of like the multiverse though. Yeah. Like, I feel like you guys are the like Adelaide version of us. That's so wild, because we do similar.
Yeah,
like,
we have stalls and we MC at like open days,
which is so cool. We don't do that,
because it's like, it didn't used to happen, and they used to hire people to come in, and then Nilu Slay Queen, she runs like a lot of the journalism courses and radio journalism,
and she's our station director.
Station director.
Okay.
And she was like, why aren't we just paying students to do this? Like, it gives them good experience. They can be involved with the radio station, the radio club, and then also like, then we don't have to hire outside people.
Yeah, I love that.
All those people want to do it, and then it gives them like something for their CV. I think that's like the number one reason I was able to get the internships I got, and like all the things that are progressing towards my actual career
Yeah.
have come out of like the confidence you get from seeing and like public speaking and making your own show and learning time management and all those skills, like running social media, like you're kind of downplaying it. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
You still have to edit it. You have to run all the comments, make sure everyone's being polite.
It's good though.
Design it all. It's a whole thing.
I feel like I did mine in reverse. Like I got my internship, which is then how I got my job. So it happened. I don't know, but it's like so good. And then like, without the experience that I've got in this, who knows where my life will take me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like people always question like when they should sign up for stuff like Unicast or like when they should make a podcast and that kind of thing. I'm like, do it from first year.
Yeah.
Like, do it straight away.
I wish I did everything earlier.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
That's like literally every meeting we have, someone's like, oh, I'm in my third year, but I wish I joined earlier. Yeah. And we're like, guys, do it. Like, there will be zero judgment. You don't have to be perfect. Like, you just do it and we'll be happy. Like,
it's like so the same as everything. It's like when people are like, oh, I'm going to wait till next year to get fit, or I'm going to start going to the gym next week. It's like, why wait? Like, just if you're ready now, like, go now.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people now acknowledge, it used to be a lot more judgmental, in my opinion. If you see someone that might not look like they're, like, gym fit at the gym, you wouldn't judge them, but more you think about, like, oh my gosh, they actually showed up.
Yeah. Good on them.
Yeah.
I feel like it's also, like, a maturity thing. The older you get and university is, like, the perfect time for that to set in.
Yeah.
You kind of look at people more as just, you admire that they're trying. I feel like in high school, I used to be so like, oh, I don't want to try anything, like that's scary and vulnerable, and like you have to put yourself out there.
It's scary. I feel like I used to be like, oh, it's so cringe to put in effort, what the heck.
It's so cringe.
And then you have to just get over yourself and be like, who cares if you're cringe? As long as you like try, and then like you actually
get somewhere. Cringe makes you happy. That's where the
it like ties into the whole thing of being like, when you're a little kid you think that the people that work in Coles are like officials of Coles. And then you get older and you're like, wait, it's like 15-year-olds.
Like, you're like, this person is so scary. Like,
and it's like everything. Like now when I go to do anything, I'm like, oh my God, they literally just have a job like me. Like
they literally just studied.
Yeah.
They just studied and got a job. Like that can be me too.
It's not
if
like,
I put in effort, I can
do it.
Yeah.
Whereas like when you're a kid, you're like, oh my God, they must be so professional. And then like you think about your parents going to work and you're like, they are their company. Like, but then like now that I'm older, I'm like, okay, cool. Like I'm not the
We hang out and we work and we get something done and then we go home and it's cool.
I know. When I was working lifeguarding, the kids would always be like, miss, miss. I'm like, miss? What do you mean? What is your age? Like,
I am a child.
So you started a podcast and you get to do all the hub stuff. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And so what's your like guest process like? Is it, because you said some people come to you, but do you prefer to like seek out people or like for your themes or whatever?
Yeah. This year we've done a cool thing. We had student correspondents. So we got someone, we have three faculties at UAA and we got someone from each faculty that got to like kind of Unicast vibes, but not really. Like they got to come up with their whole episode, host it, whatever, but then we still do the editing because like Take Note is so like structured and how it's edited and things like that. But some guests, like if people come to us and they're like, oh, I really want to do this, that's kind of what the correspondence was for. So we're like, apply for this, go for that, whatever. And then when we do everything else, we like just seek out who we want. Like we were like, we want to do it with Unicast. Unicast president.
We feel so famous.
I know. I was like looking at the team, like, wow, this is a huge team. Yeah. I had no idea how it worked.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, we're just like, hang out.
Yeah.
We're just chilling. I think it looks, we've done a good job of making it look a bit more official. I think the staff also helped with that.
Yeah, the staff really helped with that.
Yeah. We kind of just come to them with like our wildest dreams.
Yeah, they're so good for that. Like anything you want to do, they're like, yeah, get it done. We'll make it happen.
Yeah. Like, they're like the busiest people as well.
Like recently we had the Live in the Caf, which we did like at McGill campus. We have a cafe and like a common area. And we set up like the band Close Friends came in and we did like a live performance acoustic set.
Oh my gosh.
And like we basically went to Andre, the tech guy, and he's like, what do you need? We'll help you. And just like got us all this stuff and was like, okay, there you go. And just like trusted us. And we're like, okay.
And
so
Pete,
now we're doing
Pete was
this.
Like, this is so cool. Like,
yeah.
I get to have fun and get some audio stuff. And he's like, don't worry, we can make it work. We're like, okay.
Yeah, that is
like
so cool.
We want a stage and we want the stuff to like record it and we want to film it later and all
that's
this.
That's so good though. But I feel like that's built such a like trusting and very chill.
Yeah.
Like,
we really couldn't do what we do without the staff side of things. And that's not just to like hype them up so that we get something,
get more.
We get more help for the next event. Like genuinely, they are really supportive. So we're always grateful for them. We had another live event last year at Nexus Arts. I won't name drop the other venue that we kind of had trouble troubles with. Like, we had penciled in and then it got cancelled and all this. So I'm trying to plan this event and I'm trying to do study and I'm like, oh my God. And I went into Andre's office and I just said, they cancelled the venue. Aww. And he was like, okay, we're going to call these other places. We're going to try all these things. And then, yeah, that's how we found Nexus Arts to do it. And then we had Tullamarines, who are a Triple J unearthed act.
Oh my God, yeah.
I feel so like ahead of the times. Like,
yeah,
hey,
you
like,
were onto them before.
Yeah, no big deal. So we had Tullamarines, Marlon Kites, and Emerald, who they're all Adelaide acts. And that was kind of our big thing.
That is so cool. Yeah.
Emerald?
Yeah, Emerald.
I think she's performing at Wear Purple Day on Friday.
I think so, yeah. You have to go because
she's
really good.
She's incredible.
She's amazing. Oh. Yeah.
Have you heard before?
Yeah, yeah. She's got a really strong voice.
She does. Australian Idol contestant at one point.
Was
really
she?
Cool.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. And just the little chalkboard that she has. It's so cute.
And very kind. Kindest person ever. Was very chill. And it was weird. I felt like I was meeting celebrities.
Yeah.
They're probably like, what? What is this? And we, like, the Tullamarines had, like, a lot of artists have their, like, rider, which is, like, requirements and stuff. And we looked at that and read the contract and were like, okay, we'll make sure we have the things they've asked for. And they got there and they're like, no one's ever done that before. meanwhile, we've brought out, like, all these...
Stressing out.
Yeah, like, we're like...
Needs to be perfect.
Guys, we need, we need champagne. These guys are celebrities. And then they were just like, oh, cool. Like, we normally just show up and do our thing and, like, that's about it. Like, we're happy if there's a green room. So it was kind of fun, like... Mm. That's all stuff as well that comes through UniSA. Like, we had to apply for grants and stuff.
Mm.
But, yeah, that's a whole other story. That's a whole tangent, that is. But, yeah, stuff like
Rachel
that is really
Rachel is very
fun.
Good at applying for grants and
getting
grants.
I love grants. A good grant. I love a good
she
grant.
Like, she, like, underrates herself because she's always busy being, like, getting the Thank grants you, and always gets them done.
Oh, my God.
Slay.
Guys.
Girl bossing. So you work and study, both of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
slay. Yeah, we said that so, like, yeah.
Yeah. Hustle.
Pained.
Yeah. No, but we're working on our future. Trying to girl boss here, okay? But are your classes all, like, in person or are they, like, online?
I've done a few online subjects. Usually they're, like, the very beginning of, like, semester, like a sort of summer subject thing. Or, like, yeah, the very end of semester. Always, like, in the summer and they're, like, half the time a normal subject is and they're really intense. But it means you have less to do during the semester, which is, like, good.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
That's smart. I've done, like, a weird roundabout study plan because my first year I did the usual, like, 4 and 4 subjects and then it was just too much for me and I kind of went, like, you know what, I can do an extra year. Like, there's nothing wrong with taking time if it's going to make you put out better work and, like, prioritize your mental health. That's kind of a big deal. Yep. And I was driving up, like, from Adelaide Hills and I'd stay here and it just felt like a lot. And I was like, I know that this is what I want to do. I don't want to be constricting myself just because you're told that you need to get it done in the 3 years or that's what's expected of you. So every time I've made a decision like that in my life, it's accidentally worked out really well for me. So whenever you prioritize yourself, that's like what you should be doing, because I took that time off, did like 3 subjects, 3 and 3, and now I only have internship and my sub major, and that's given me time to do 2 internships.
Yeah,
I've now got a job in the field that I want, and I literally wouldn't be able to manage that time-wise if I had done my schedule any other way. So I think it's just kind of like a mixture of hard work and fate just like aligning. Yeah. So yeah, mostly, to answer the question, mostly in person.
Mostly in person.
Anyway, so yeah.
Crazy, that's so good.
Mostly in person, but I adjusted it heavily. So yeah.
Which I feel like is so good. Ours is really similar. Like, I know heaps of people just like you that have done 3 and 3. Mm-hmm. For longer instead of like 4, 4, 4, 4, 4.
Yeah, I did that too.
I highly recommend it. I think it should be the norm. Enjoy the social aspects of uni.
Yeah.
Like, that is such a big part of it. That's what UniCast kind of is, like, as a club. The social aspect is so important and it teaches you so much about the world. Like, coming from a regional and like kind of somewhat rural town, I don't know what you would call it, and then coming to the city and meeting people. Like, so many different cultures that you have never met before, so many different personality types, so many creative people and ideas, especially at the McGill campus that I go to, it's just like a lot to absorb. And if I was just head down in my work all the time, I would not be like the person I am today with the friends I have and like all those other social skills that really matter come from not doing your work, guys. No. Don't do your work.
My God. I feel like this has become so wholesome. I was oh yeah, unicast, like have
a good deep, guys.
And now we've got like life advice. I'm loving it. I feel like this would be the perfect segue to jump into some UniSA versus UOA, I don't know, culture, study life. You name it. I feel like you just kind of pick the uni that's best for you. Like for me, I didn't even put any consideration into it. Both my parents went to Uni of Adelaide. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm going there. Like I've never heard any stories from any other uni. So I was like, okay, well.
Yeah. It's all about what you hear. Yeah. And then, like low-key, the location factor.
True.
I don't know. It's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I guess first of all, we just spoke about online versus face-to-face classes, but do you like to study on campus or at home?
Ooh. I prefer to study on campus, but do I study better at home? Maybe.
I can never get anything done on campus. And especially, like, it all comes back to Unicast. I mean, anytime you're walking around, you're like, oh, there's the music researcher, there's so-and-so. And then, like, I work in the USALSA store there. And some days someone will come in after their class and then another. And, like, by the end of the day, eight people have visited me. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to get anything done if I study here. So always at home for me. Okay. But I wish I could do a group study thing. It just doesn't work. We're yappers.
I am such a group studier. I'm the biggest yapper, but, like, I, like, yap and talk. Like, I have to be... It sounds bad, but, like, I almost have to be distracting someone else for me to get work done. Like,
no, that's
I'm
real.
Like, oh, yeah, and this, because I'm, like, multitasking, and they're, like, fully in the conversation, whereas I'm, like, doing shit at the same time.
Yep. That's actually really impressive.
That's, like, a lethal combo. Person that can multitask and the
except that I'm
really
at home and I'm, like, doom scroll. I'm, like, oh, shut the laptop. Yeah. Like,
it is... To some extent, like, having someone to hold you accountable is good. Yeah. And, like, I love bouncing off someone. Because if you're like, I missed that tutorial, like, what did they say?
There are certain people I can study really well with because when we're like, we need to lock in, we lock in. Or like, there are some people that just yap more than me, so I can like ignore them and let them yap and I can lock in.
They hold the weight of the social part of it. And you can just like hide in the corner. And
it's like when you're in a trio and the duo starts talking, you're just happily like, zoning out.
Yep.
I get to like breathe for a second and not think.
Oh my gosh, wow. Love that.
And then I guess that's another jump into. Which uni do you think has better study spots?
I mean, I say that University of South Australia has like a wider variety of places you can study. There's more options because we have Mawson Lakes, we have City East, we have City West, and we have McGill.
So and they're all so different.
Yeah.
And you can count Whyalla in there too. And I think
Mount Gambier.
Mount Gambier, So if you feel like you study best in Mount Gambier, get in your car,
a little road trip.
I think like McGill campus
is really
beautiful. So I think for outside study spaces, McGill is like top tier because there's all the little like round seating and like it's just beautiful in summer.
Yeah.
But like around here is definitely like,
I mean,
you admire the buildings.
Being in the city as well, I feel like Adelaide is good.
Convenience wise, it's very good.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're so close together. You could probably sneak from UniSA study spaces to
My sister did her first year at UniSA and she swapped to Adelaide this year. Yeah. And last year she would message me. She'd be like, I've got this class and I don't have time to print something. Can you just print it for me and I'll come get it? I'm like, what am I to you?
I love that.
I'll just pop across. Like, I'll just walk over. I'm like, okay.
That's kind of wholesome. You guys are cute. At each one.
Yeah.
We're like in a campus that has a mix of like psychology versus like film students versus like journalism. Yeah. It's just such a wide range.
It's so different to here because like here you can walk past like students from everything. Like, you could be walking next to like a scientist, an engineer, like.
And there's someone lugging a cello around.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. Like the idea that you really get everything in one spot from Adelaide.
And have you guys ever been or studied at the other uni? I know that I, unfortunately, I visited Jeffrey Smart, but I've never studied there. Mm-hmm. And that's like as far as my UniSA knowledge goes.
No, I don't think I have. I feel like it would be a good experience.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone, but like in reverse, you don't know what you don't have.
Yeah.
The grass is always greener or whatever. So, I'm half finishing all of these like phrases. I'm not getting to the end of them.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, I always look at like the library and how like the architecture and everything is so nice. I'm like, wow, this is pretty. But I've never actually studied here. I think I have like spent time in the state library studying
before. Oh yeah, that is beautiful. So pretty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no, I get distracted there. I feel like anywhere that's like a quiet space, I can't, because I'm a loud breather, guys. Unfortunately, I don't want to be, but like I can just hear myself being, I'm like, oh my god. And anyone like open to snack or something, it's so much louder. It's worse,
like when there's a sort of baseline of buzz noise of like some people are chatting, but it's not too loud.
Yeah.
You don't feel like uncomfortable because I can breathe.
Yeah. Are you guys often like joining uni events and stuff like that?
No. What are the uni events? I mean, we sometimes
be the event.
Yeah,
we create the event.
Okay. Because, different clubs have different events.
Yeah.
I guess the main big events are just, like, open days and, like, campus fair. And we're always there. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of little things that happen.
Yeah. I think because of the way clubs work, there's always something. Film club's always got screenings so you can go watch a movie for free and everyone sort of talks at the end about what they thought.
Mm. It's cool.
Sit there and do their letterboxed review. And then there's just, like, more uni-based events. I actually didn't know they do, like, Tour Down Under. We used to sponsor Tour Down Under. I don't know if we still do. So, like, there's whole other parts, like UniSA Sport, all the science stuff. There's Psych Society as a club is always putting on, like, almost like training days so that people that are psychology students can get a bit of a perspective of, like, career-based things. But then also they put on just mental health days. They'll go on walks and stuff, and they organise that. So, like, uni events maybe are less of a thing. Like, they had some, like, when they did the time capsule.
We had stuff in NAIDOC week recently.
Yeah, NAIDOC week is like a big one. But yeah, a lot of it is organized through student associations. Mm. So then it ends up being like really club centric. So
that is so cool. Yeah. I feel like that's so different to how we do things here. Like ours is all very much like, there's like a club thing. It's like a club thing. But then like most of the events are like centrally run by teams. Like Megan does a lot of work for like the wellbeing team, which is like, Are You Okay Day? Wear It Purple, Ida Hobbit, things like that. And then we have like the central events team that does reconciliation, things like that. And then like open day is like a completely different thing again. Mm. Like, I'm like dying to know what your guys' perception of Uni of Adelaide is, like what your perception of our degrees are.
We've heard a lot about you guys. I feel like Uni of Adelaide has always had like a very, I guess, good overall reputation of like, it's been around for so long. Mm. It's that kind of
very
thing.
Very studious, very academic.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and we're kind of like, UniSA was founded in 1991. So it's like a lot newer than I think a lot of people realize.
Yeah.
And so we're like the young kids on the block. Like we're still figuring it out. But I actually think in the last, like, I guess, however many years, we're almost like getting to a similar point where you guys are actually also trying to progress and be a bit more progressive and try new things, like literally having a podcast, that kind of thing. And we're sort of like, sort of trying to meet with that academic standard as well. Like, you've had so long to develop the research facilities and that kind of thing. And we're getting there, I think.
I think we're very practical. Mm. I think UniSA does focus a lot more on industry, and a lot of our lecturers used to work in industry and stuff.
Mm.
I think Uni Adelaide, we're just like, they're really smart. Everyone who goes there
is already smart.
they're brainy. They don't. Yeah.
They could have the degree on day one.
Yeah.
I think that's always the, everyone knows that Uni Adelaide has.
Interesting.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Really? Because it's always like Flinders and Adelaide have that reputation of like, being around for so long that it's everyone knows it's, the good unis. And actually before, when UniSA was first created, it was actually a merger between two colleges and that kind of thing way back when. And they used to call it Super TAFE because they thought that was a derogatory way to describe.
So mean.
UniSA is just this amalgamation of a million things, but I think it's actually become something.
Yeah.
They've taken that and turned it into something really great.
See, like, how I perceive UniSA is, like, you're saying, like, everyone that goes to Adelaide is, like, super smart. I perceive everyone that goes to UniSA is, like, knowing exactly what they want to do. UniSA has all of the specialised degrees.
Yeah.
Like, I did a Bachelor of Commerce majoring in finance and marketing. And I was like, I don't know what I want to do. I know that I like finance and I like marketing. So I'm going to go study that and have a really general degree. But people go to UniSA and it's like, I'm doing a Bachelor in Sport Management and Event Tourism. What?
That's so real. I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
Like, if I knew what I wanted to do in marketing, I could have gone to UniSA and done like a super niche marketing degree and be like so well set up for that one thing that I definitely want to do. But I was like, I don't know what I want to do.
I guess that's like the industry partnership thing. Like, because we know who we can almost get internships with, and like it's so partnership led. I guess they can be more specific on stuff, but there's definitely still like some broader degrees.
I mean, I don't know. I started my university degree back in Victoria, and I did Bachelor of Arts, and then it was literature for the first year, and then the second year I switched to photography, and then I moved to Adelaide, and I went to like a bunch of different open days. I went to Flinders, I went to Adelaide Uni, I went to UniSA, and I was like, okay, so what do I want to do? And I definitely got the vibe that I could be a bit more specific with,
UniSA.
Wow. That's so cool. Especially with, like, the media comm stuff and everything, because it was, like, a sort of merging of, like, the skills I'd already got.
Yeah.
Put them together. But I also feel like it just depends what kind of direction, because I always feel like that with Adelaide Uni, I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, you guys, like, are super smart and you like know you want to be a doctor, so you're gonna go like you're gonna go and get that degree and become
everyone
like a surgeon.
At University of Adelaide is a surgeon.
But I feel like the culture here, at least with like the students I've met, because I'm from Malaysia, and when I came here growing up, it's always like one set degree, and if you don't like it, too bad, you know.
Right.
Whereas here, I'm so used to hearing people say like, oh, I used to study this and I switched to that, and then in the second year I'm like, nah, I want to do this other thing, or drop this major, drop this, like,
it's take just a double Australia degree. Core. We're too laid back.
It's Australia core. I thought it was like our uni thing.
I mean, maybe. I feel like it's everywhere. Okay. Australians are so laid back that it's like problematic. Honestly,
I think it's good. Like, people that end up taking longer for the degree, they end up with like the most like coolest job, and they know what they want, or like they're more passionate, they're happier, guys. They're happier. Whoa. Like,
happier.
I hope.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like that's just with anything. If you're willing to stick around and study more, I just think education is so important. And I think if it was free for everyone, I just go on like a political. I think it's just like, the more that is available to you, the better off you will always be.
Mm-hmm,
I think if you're offered an opportunity, don't be afraid to take it, kind of thing. And I feel like that's kind of a commonality. I feel like, both of our unis try and give opportunities where they can.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Love this. Well, I really want to play hot or not, but I want to give like no context. So you literally just have to say excited. Hot or not, and then that's it. We move on to the next one.
I'm such a like...
That's good.
I'm such a middle ground person.
This is gonna go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, doing a group assignment with total strangers.
No offense to the strangers.
Same with Becca?
Damn, I don't really care. I don't really care.
We're middle ground.
As long as the assignment gets done. I'm saying hot. I'm here for it.
I'm saying hot too.
Yeah.
God, I sound so negative, y'all.
No.
I think I would say that because, at least for my degree, I meet different people every single semester.
True. And I do love that, actually. Am I changing my answer?
If something goes wrong, like, I'm not going to see them again.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. Bye.
True. I don't know. That's true. For me, it's just like, as long as the assignment gets done, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I think that's where my paranoia hits, because if they're total strangers, I'm like, where have you been?
Right.
Like, are you not in the same classes as me? Are you going to reply to my texts when I'm asking you, like, for the PowerPoint and, like, what is it? Like, I start freaking out.
For me, it's like, I don't want, like, a personal relationship with whoever I'm working with in, like, group assignment, because what if I want to have an uncomfortable conversation, like, hey, babe, you didn't submit this yet.
See, like, I want to know as many people as possible. So I'm like...
I love that. I do love the, like, social aspect of, like, if you're thrown in with strangers, you're kind of like, we better get to know each other real fast.
Yeah, it does give you a good, like, connection,
Okay,
we've got another one. Watching lecture recordings at times 2 speed.
Hot.
So oh, my God, so I'm saying not.
I'm saying not either.
I can't.
I can't keep up with it.
Not
people
even
that
one
do
and
that.
A half? The 1.5?
1.5, I'd say yes.
The maximum, 1.25.
Actually, wait, that might be me too. I feel
like
it was a 1.25.
Does the information come in? No. But do I get through the lecture faster?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
If I need to know something, I'll go back and watch it at the normal speed.
Okay, yeah, okay.
We go back.
But, like, if I just want to, like, get through it, I'm like, two times.
And honestly, hot lecture slides. If you're tutor and you put the lecture slides love you, because then I can write from them.
You don't even have to watch the lecture.
Then I can listen to it as fast as possible, and I'm still getting my context.
See, I can't get, like, a single word that they're saying at times two, so I don't know how people do it.
Do your lectures, like, maybe purposely speak fast?
Yeah, maybe you need to say lecture speak slower.
Yeah, the next one is like really good. I love this one. Submitting at 11:59.
That's a not for me. Just
I think a not for me too.
We've been there, but it's a not.
I think I'd rather just like go to sleep and submit it the next day when I can actually look over it properly.
Yeah.
5% is not worth it. Yeah.
I'm like, it has to be done the day before.
Oh.
And then when I'm submitting it, it's like I'm doing my final edit through.
Mm.
Does it mean that I did it in the weeks leading up to the day before? No. I did it probably the day before, but I've given myself the 2 days.
Yeah, do you always trick yourself and, like, in your calendar you put the assignment due, like, 2 days early or a day early?
That's so smart. Yeah. No, I don't. Smart.
That would just stress me.
I'm hot on the 11:59. I, like, overestimate what I can do. I'm like, if I sit down for 3 hours, it'll be done. And I get home and it's, like, 7. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is done by, like, 10. And I'm, like, still going at 11:30 and I'm like...
Yeah.
I feel like that was me in first year, and then I realized it was not.
Yeah,
not it.
Yeah, it was not it. It was so stressful. I guess because I then did my adjusted. I was doing the 11:59 until I adjusted my study to 3 subjects, and then I was like, okay,
maybe it's 3 subjects. It's a bit more chill.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
I don't know. I feel like that's just out of my control. Hot or not, I'm just like, it's just inevitable. I end up doing it at 11:58 anyway until like 11:59. Oh my gosh, hand shaking, can't breathe, can't see anything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I need to get it submitted. And the Wi-Fi crashes out. Oh my gosh.
Oh, no. The worst.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I respect it though, because it means you're like, you're working down to the deadline.
Yeah.
You know, at least you're trying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, campus vending machine snacks for dinner.
Oh, hot.
Oh, hot.
Oh, we love a campus vending machine.
Yeah, we love a vending machine.
I was certain not to. But the vending machine's recently been, like, stepping up their game.
There's
Shin Ramen.
Yeah, off.
Like, I know. The Shin Ramen, there's, like, chicken noodle soup, and there's, like, I don't know, pho?
We have, like, butter chicken in our...
All right, we don't have anything that good.
That's crazy.
Migurang.
Oh,
Dr. Pepper.
USASA gives out free noodles for students as well, which is cool.
All right. Next one might be a bit controversial, but dressing up for classes, hot or not?
Love.
Hot.
Period. Okay. I was scared, like, oh, is someone going to shame someone else that's dressing up? No.
Like, if you, I
don't
Why know.
Have your good clothes in your wardrobe? Get them out.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Like, do I always dress up? No. Some days it's jeans and a shirt, but every time I see... Isabel.
Oh my god.
Shout out Isabel. Yeah. She turns up, she got them heels on.
Okay.
She got the like skirt with the jacket and the leather.
Whoa.
It's she got red lip and she got the cheetah print or the leopard print, and I'm like,
okay.
She got the jewelry.
She's slaying.
And you can hear her click, clack, click, clack down the cafeteria, and I go, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not for me because I get the sensory overload of like, I've got 10 rings on, I've got like my jewelry, and I don't know what my lecture just said, and I'm on 2x speed and like going crazy. But every time I see her, I'm like, yeah.
Love. Unfortunately, I think that's all we have time for today. We've made it.
Oh my God,
I'm like literally in shock at, first of all, Slay episode, loved it. Mm-hmm. Second of all, we're so much more similar than I thought we were.
I think so.
Everyone, this conspiracy theory that the unis are different, slightly different, but we're all alike.
Not that far apart.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening in today's episode of Take Note, and thank you so much, Rachel and Becca, for joining us.
Thanks for having
me. Really enjoyed this episode. I actually can't wait to edit this one. I just know if I'm hearing, I'm going to giggle like in the office.
If you enjoyed the show, please head over to UAA.oncampus, shameless plug every week. DM me your thoughts on the show. I'll do my best to reply, and we always love to hear what you think.
See you next fortnight.
Bye.
Take note.
This is a UOA on campus production.